We're back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. The Master Singers of Milwaukee is a mixed voice ensemble made up of vocal musicians from the greater Milwaukee area. From Mahler to Monk, the choir has been entertaining area audiences for 40 years. Well, this weekend, the ensemble will perform the last of its 40th anniversary concerts at St. Paul's Church in Milwaukee. Dr. Eduardo Garcia Novelli is the conductor and music director of the Master Singers, and he joins me in the studio now. Eduardo, welcome back to Lake Effect. It's great to have you here.
Good morning, Bonnie. Thank you for having me again.
This concert that's coming up for the Master Singers of Milwaukee ends the 40th anniversary season, which is a long time for any group
Indeed.
Of any kind. So it's a really that's special and wonderful. It's the fourth year. It ends the fourth year of your tenure as the musical director of the group. And talk a little bit about the changes that you've seen in them in that 4 years.
Well, it has been a wonderful time that we shared together with the singers. It started in August, September of 2010, so that makes it 4 years. And I found an incredible group of human beings that are devoted to making the most beautiful music that we can possibly make together. There's a lot of incredible dedication, a lot of talent, incredible amount of talent, and a lot of experience. And so it's been a privilege for me to be working with them, sharing music with the community.
Do you find that you had to push them artistically in any way, or were they really kind of chomping at the bit to go?
Well, isn't that our job? We have to do that. We have to set the bar as high as we can, because that's when we have the most fun. And that's, of course, the challenge every day and the challenge in the future as well. How can we reach new levels? How can we do better? That's the question that we have every day, and it's a good question to have.
Do you think that the group has risen to the bars that you've
absolutely,
set?
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. There's more to do, like always, but yes, we have done a lot.
What would you like to see, if you could rehearse more than you can, if money were no object, that sort of thing. How would you like to push them? In what directions would you like to see them improve?
Well, it is always a challenge for a once-a-week choir. It's always a challenge to keep the pace of the learning fresh and to come to each one of the concerts to be absolutely prepared. That's the challenge for us and for anybody else as well, especially when the choir or any other ensemble meets only once a week. That is the challenge, to be as prepared as you can. But we enjoy doing it and we work hard.
Do you do section rehearsals?
We do, yes, especially at the beginning of the learning period. So the beginning of each one of the sections in the year, the first 2 weeks, at least say half of the rehearsal is about part learning. And it's an important time because you devote only to the section that you belong in and we devote more time for that.
If you could, thinking in terms of big picture here, what would you like to see the group do in the next 5 years? Say on their 45th anniversary season, what would you like to see them accomplish that you're working toward now?
Well, I think that probably it would be very nice to do a major piece of some sort, perhaps with a small group of instrumentalists or something like that, like a concert-long piece, like namely, say, I don't know, if I'm dreaming high, say something like St. John Passion by Bach, something like requires not huge instrumental forces in that it can be done with a relatively small vocal ensemble that we have, relatively speaking, and then with top-notch singers, particularly with a great evangelist, that will be a dream.
Well, what are you planning to do? We were talking about Bach, but you're not doing Bach on
this concert.
We're not,
certainly not.
No, no. But, Bach would have kind of fit in. I think he would have appreciated jazz.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, this concert is devoted only to jazz. It's the last concert of the season. And for the last several years, since I came, we devoted the last concert to more, I hate to say more fun, because we have fun with all types of music that we perform. It's just that it's more different type or different style according to the rest of the repertoire that we use during the year. But within jazz, we work hard at finding really great arrangements or really great settings, and we have a wonderful list of activities. The only thing that is not actually, technically speaking, jazz that we'll be doing for this concert is an arrangement of a piece by the Beatles. Beatles. And the reason that we included that song is the Long and Winding Road, by the way, is because we are commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Beatles in the U.S. So we thought, why not including something like that in our program?
Well, and it wouldn't be the first time that the Beatles have been arranged either in jazz or bluegrass or some other way.
Absolutely.
Classical the Beatles.
Right. Yep. The arrangement is not, technically speaking, either completely a la Beatles. It's a little bit of jazzy harmonies there and rhythms that are flexible. So, I mean, it's granted that it's okay to have it in this program. Then we commissioned an arrangement from a great composer, young composer in Texas. His name is Joey Love. Martha Stoner, a longtime member of the ensemble, and her family, they have commissioned an arranger to write an arrangement of the Darktown Strutter's Ball, and is in honor of Martha's father, who used to play that a lot, and also he used to be a very good saxophone player. Speaking of which, we are hiring Kurt Hanrahan to play with us. He's the director of jazz studies at UWM.
So that's a nice community mix.
Absolutely.
Yeah, as well. Now, when you're working on the jazz arrangements, because it is so different from the other repertoire that you do you find that you have to work with the singers in a different way to appreciate the swing or to find their way into it in a different way?
I have to work at learning it because it is something that is, even though I have done, you know, in the past several times, it is a genre that I didn't study per se, but I love it. I love it. I enjoy doing it a lot, and I'm learning as we go. I will be completely honest. But we have wonderful people also playing with us. Our very own Jane Ladva, who is a regular accompanist, she is a master at probably everything. She can play any style with an amazing sensitivity and an amazing sense of style. But also we are hiring a trio, the Chris Geiser Trio, who have played with us in the past, last year and a couple of years ago in another program with jazz. And they are specialists. So they help us a lot.
They'll keep the beat going.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yes.
I was going to ask you if you were having a small ensemble to kind of...
That will be it. It's Chris, yeah. The Chris Geiser Trio. And as I said, they bring a lot of sense of style, which we need, and also support, because we need that.
Once this 40th anniversary season wraps up, everybody takes the summer.
Yes.
What happens in the fall?
Well, we are finalizing the details for the four concerts that we'll have next season. The first one will be at the beginning of November, the very beginning of November. And the title of that concert is The Mass Mashup. So the
mashing up masses.
That will be the idea. So the idea is to have different movements from different masses, combining them and making sense out of them. So it's a really a programming. It can be a nightmare, but it can be a really creative starting point. So
are you doing the five sections of the mass? You're doing...
That will be the idea.
Okay, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. Each one is from a different composer. So not only are you dealing with different genres, but different singing styles.
And also different styles, right. Different historical periods, for instance. So that's a challenge. And also managing, for instance, the overall shape, like you are creating the architecture of the piece. So you have to think about keys, for instance, you know, tonalities and styles, and where are they coming from? What period? Do you really necessarily have to put an early music piece at the beginning? Does it have to be the Kyrie from the beginning? Or it can be in the end or in the middle? I have not completely decided what pieces yet, but that will be the challenge for the summer.
Well, best of luck with your ending concert for the 40th anniversary season. And I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about it just a little bit.
Thank you, Bonnie, so much.
Eduardo Garcia Novelli is the conductor and music director of the Master Singers of Milwaukee. The closing concert of their 40th anniversary season, Just Jazz 2, takes place this Saturday at 6:30 at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Milwaukee. The choir will be accompanied by the Chris Geiser Trio. And I'm Bonnie North. Thanks, as always, for tuning in today. We're looking forward to having you join us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10. For Lake Effect, from listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh Air comes your way next. It's 11 o'clock.